Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. your host, Dr. Pastor Ken, and the co-host for tonight is Tony F. And he's standing right here to give us the opening prayer. So go ahead, Tony.
Welcome all this evening. Peace, light, happiness to all who listen to his word. It is shared by Ken. Let Ken's voice ring bright and true this evening. Open your hearts and minds to the words and the music we'll hear tonight. Let the Lord's love over you and bring joy and wisdom. Thank him for the past week and for the time that we spend together. So sit back, listen, and learn his words. Then share that knowledge. Now, tonight, we're going to have a special guest, a friend of Ken's, by the name of Doctrine, who's going to be on discussing godly things and things. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not telling you, I'm just letting you know, that does not mean we're taking callers. Because we're not. Yes, I heard the demons breathing on the lines already. So y'all have a good night. I'm going to turn it over to Ken. Y'all have a blessed evening.
Amen. Like I said, we have a special guest tonight. It's my brother, Doctrine. Okay? I won't tell you his real name because he doesn't like it. If he wants to tell you, y'all let him do so. Okay, and he's put out a lot of good Christian hip hop. Okay, over a decade. Okay, and I remember when he first started. Okay, it didn't sound so great. Okay, but he got better. You know, as he pursued his what he wanted to do, he got better, and man, he's fantastic. So, Doctrine, okay, that's the intro for you. Okay, you got something you want to tell the public?
Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord, everybody. I got to tell you, I believe it's in the book of Isaiah. I could be dead wrong. I just remember reading it. But somewhere along the lines, I'm just paraphrasing this. It says, the mind stayed on the Lord is at perfect peace. You know, like sometimes our mind will start wandering, we'll start thinking and worrying and, you know, jumping to conclusions on this and, you know, having problems that are like everyday problems, but we blow them out of proportion. We're not thinking about God, we're thinking about the issues. God will take care of your issues. I've seen a sign today that says, good morning, my name is God, and I'll be handling your problems today. I mean, simple but sweet, but, I mean, you know, when you keep your mind on God and allow him to take care of your problems, there really aren't any problems. So
that's
no
true.
Matter what you do, the whole point of that was no matter what you do, pray, always think about God because he's always with you and always follow his guiding. Because when you follow Jesus Christ, you can never go wrong.
Amen to that. That's so true. You can never go wrong when you follow Jesus Christ. If you walk like
Amen.
Him, talk like him, okay, it'll show. It'll show. Nobody will have to sit there and ask you because they'll know, who you are and, that you're a Christian, and because of the way you act, and the way you talk, So, you know, it's important to talk correctly, and I mean because you know the tongue can be evil, and we need to watch our tongue. Amen. Well,
you want to hear something funny though, man? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't want to jump in. Oh, it's like, it's not ha-ha funny, it's like ironic, but I was at the bookstore today, and I was looking through, like, the daily devotionals. Man, Christian books are so expensive, but nevertheless, I was just, like, you know, skimming one of them, and one of it started off with saying, God doesn't love you for what you do. He loves you for who you are. Now,
right.
We're not perfect. No, we're only human, but we are his children. He loves you for you. You ever want to, everybody wants companionship, husband, wife, that loves us for us, not for what we can do or what we have or what we've overcome or anything like that. You don't look at that. God loves you for you. So keep that in mind.
Right.
It doesn't take this big, you know, 9-year traveling thing to just find God and become a Christian. It don't take that long. You know, it's just accept Him as your Lord and Savior. Boom, you don't have to go through all that extra stuff. If you read the Word, you know, you can find out the kind of stuff He wants you to do. And, you know, just do it and be happy in doing it. That's it. If you claim Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and actually meant it, you got nothing to worry about. He loves
Amen.
You.
Amen.
You.
Amen. Well,
I had to express
well,
that
doctor, okay, I've got plenty of your music here. And so I'm gonna start by playing some of your music. Get a chance to know what you're all about. Okay, I'm gonna start with some of your music you've done well within the last couple of years. Okay, and then work my way. Okay, you know I got plenty of songs here of yours, and I'm gonna play most of them. Okay, so we're gonna start out with Doctrine's "Abba Don't Lie." I love this song.
I don't know why I feel so far from you, and I don't know why I feel I'm disappointed. I just don't want to make you cry.
Don't cry.
More.
Don't cry. Please don't cry.
More.
The diary of a sinner. Confessions of a madman, tears of a clown, but the world is so much bigger. And when you take the mask off and live unbound, then you hear the voice. The one that's crying in the wilderness, but it won't solve anything. If you go through it, putting that razor into your wrist, listen to me, there's a reason why we're living, reason why we're breathing, reason for the seasons that we've been given, a reason God's grace never forsakes us, cause all our mistakes are forgiven because Jesus has risen. A real chance to die, real chance at life, a real chance to find someone like Christ. This a real chance to be completed and never defeated by the enemy's deceit, and now it's retreating at you and me.
I don't know why I feel so far from you, and I don't know why I feel so far from you. I just don't want to make you cry no more.
No more, no more, no more, no more.
Don't cry, yeah, but don't cry. I made a change back in 09, fold life. I dedicated my whole life to Christ, and now I'm standing in the light that you shine. You picked me up when I was dead on the ground. You showed me it would be okay without making a sound. And every time I think about some sin, and I'm breaking your heart again, it's like I just came to tear your whole world down. You would never leave or forsake me. You would never hate me. You're the reason I keep chasing, like David after your own heart. This whole world can't keep us apart. You died for me, so I live for you. It's just trifling what I did to you. My iniquities held you bound on that tree, and you still find compassion to love someone like me.
I don't know why I feel so far from you.
I love you, God.
I don't know why I feel disappointed.
I love you, God.
I just don't want to make you cry no more.
I love you,
no more.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Now, Doctrine. That song there, "Abba, Don't Cry." What brought you to write that and bring that out so everybody can hear it?
Well, you know, when I originally bought the instrumental, I was going to use it for like background music for a short, like commercial-like video I was going to do. But when I listened to it, I wanted to like actually write some lyrics to it. I was just going to put like some ad libs in there just to spice it up for the background music, but it came out to be a song. And me trying to be a little bit different, you know, a lot of hip-hop sounds exactly the same, like the last guy before that. I wanted to bring it more from an intimate relationship point of view between me and Christ. And, you know, a lot of people even ask me, why on the cover are you wearing a blindfold? It's like for me hiding my sin and shame, for my sins, trying to hide my face from God. And so, long story short, I wanted to really make the song about pretty much the same, you know, I am a sinner, I'm so caught up in sin, but I don't want to make God cry, because when you sin against Him, that's just like, just to give you a scenario, if you're married and your spouse cheats on you, you know? That's very painful. So I kind of like rate that up there with if we sin against God, you know, it hurts him. It hurts his heart. And I don't want to make him cry anymore because he already did when he was on the tree. So I'm trying to better myself so I can be a better person and partner in the relationship. Does that make sense?
Amen. Now, the next song I'm going to play here is I Can't Breathe, and you did this with Brene.
Guys introduced me to her.
Yeah. So, what brought you to put this song out, I Can't Breathe?
I bought that instrumental because it's not really hip hop. It's more popish. So I wanted to really broaden my horizon with a different genre, but it still came out hip-hop. But nevertheless, when I wrote it, I wanted it to be like a love song. You have all these love songs for, like, guys singing about their wives or women singing about their husbands. I wanted to make a love song that was personal between me and God. And when I wrote the lyrics, it really just came out phenomenal, at least in my opinion. But it's my song, so I'm kind of biased on it. But you actually, Pastor, you introduced me to Vernay's music. And at first I was like, it's all right. But it really rubbed me the right way in my spirit. And so, well, I wrote the chorus, but, you know, if anybody who really knows me knows, I really can't sing that well. I'm still working on it. So I got her to sing it. And she was all in for it, added her own style. And she really felt the concept. And so generally, in a nutshell, it's a very personal love song between us and God, pretty much expressing our love for him in the same manner that a secular song would be, but it's Christian.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to play that now for our audience, okay? And it's Doctors I Can't Breathe featuring Brene. And sit back and really listen to this. Amen.
Your grace and your mercy makes my heart beat. You're everything I breathe.
I wake up, here's another day to fall in love all over again. I open my heart to the touch of the Lord.
I just can't breathe without him.
A love letter out on this balcony.
It's you, I can't live without you. See,
I have the happiest heart.
We're never apart,
cause you're now a part of me.
Yeah.
Your love is divine, I need you all the time in this happiest life that we're sowing.
You're the air that I breathe and your love completes me. You're the reason my heart can keep going.
The sacrifice you had to endure.
With every heartbeat, you're my life support.
Come on.
I can't breathe.
Over and over again, I felt my heart was breaking in two. Little did I know that the healing feeling I felt was coming from you. How many times in a single life could I refuse to see that you loved me enough to wipe the slate and free me from iniquity? My diary's written, confessions forgiven, from sinning to living, I lift your name high.
It's you that I'm breathing, your grace I'm receiving, I promise never to say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You'll always be my true love.
I can't breathe.
I can't breathe.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
I can't breathe without you. breathe, heart with a beat. Rejoice when I speak, that's always.
Away from the pain, safe from the shame. Live for the name of Yahweh.
Yahweh, and blessed is your name.
You're the reason I can breathe.
I can breathe.
Expected to actually go too far because we went about it a different way with mixing and mastering and whatnot. But seriously, like, after we were done promoting it, like, you remember how we used to promote the music video on Facebook?
Yeah.
Well, while we were doing that, I had a whole lot of people just sharing it and whatnot, and it ended up getting like 124,000 views on the music video. And then on SoundCloud, the stream got 1.6 million hits in like 3 months. The only song that I have that went viral. I mean, but we spared no expense on it. The Lord bless, you know, the collaboration, the resources from Final Reflect Entertainment and the label that she's now associated with, plus Riley Kidd, who's a producer. By the way, you should definitely check him out, man. He could definitely make some great works for you, man. But he did the musical score for the music video.
Oh, really?
Between that and the promotion, man, you know, we actually made a hit.
Okay. All
but
right.
I definitely got to give a shout-out to you and our old friend Kim, because y'all definitely, you know, supported that and pushed it. You know, so I appreciate that, man. If it weren't for you guys, you know, it probably wouldn't have been half as popular.
Oh, yeah, we really did a lot of work on that song. We really did. That and Abba Don't Cry, and those two songs there, we pushed. I was pushing it. I mean, you couldn't be, I was playing it all the time. And I mean, I haven't really played a lot of your music recently because I was hoping that, you know, that you would come back, okay, to radio. Okay, you know, because you know we had a good run. Okay.
Gospel Way was pretty good. That was a fun show.
You know,
plus, my old favorite show that we did on Wednesday nights, the Praise and Worship show.
That was on Thursday nights. Now I just basically have Purpose Gospel Radio, and then Accept. Sunday, okay. I have the God's Rainbow Christian Messianic Tabernacle Church. So I keep it Purpose Gospel Radio, and I decided to keep it Purpose Gospel Radio because, okay, well, why have different names for shows when you're going to be pretty much the same thing, doing a devotional, going to be doing a Bible reading, going to be doing, you know, a prophetic message. Okay, keep it one name, keep it simple. It's easy to promote. It's easy to, you know, you don't have to worry about, you know, every day switching to another name, you know. It's what we do. We're purpose. We're all about purpose. Okay, and so.
Yeah, I was going to say, good. Purpose Gospel
Purpose
Radio.
God
I'm
Radio.
Actually seeing that name a lot on Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, there's. I've been posting it all over. Okay.
I wasn't talking about you posting. There's other people posting your material in groups on Facebook. It's like all over the place.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know it was getting that popular.
See, I mean, as long as you follow the Lord, man, He's the one pushing it for you. You just gotta be faithful, man.
Amen.
So.
I know for some reason or another, I'm always staying at 5,000 friends. As soon as somebody leaves, then there's somebody wanting to jump in and be my friend. It's amazing how God works. You know, I mean, I've got a lot of good friends. Okay, on Facebook. Okay, that send me stuff daily. Okay, I got people's emails daily. Okay, about our shows. We're reaching Africa. We're reaching Australia. We're reaching Russia. We're reaching Canada.
Yeah, worldwide.
You know, we're reaching Ireland. Okay, France. Okay, we're reaching pretty much around the globe. Okay.
Thank goodness for the internet.
Yeah, thank God for the internet. So I mean, when people say, you know, Mark 16:15, okay, spread the gospel to every creature of the world. That's what I'm trying to do here. Okay. Okay. Is get it out.
About what, maybe a year and a half ago, I think, you actually taught me a lesson that, you know, if you're doing any kind of ministry, the Lord is going to bring the people that need to follow you to you, because what you're doing is going to impact their lives, and the Lord's just going to draw them on to you.
Yes, yes, yes. I mean, and it's amazing. I mean, you know, I started this platform or GRM, okay, basically, it was in the middle of November, and, it's March, so it's been, but about 4 or 5 months now, okay?
Okay.
Right. And we're at 1,150 listeners, okay, in less than 6 months. I think that's pretty good. What do you think?
Cool. Dude, that's a major blessing, man.
Yeah, I mean, because like I said, I post a link in a lot of groups. Okay, I want to make sure people get a chance to listen to the link. If they don't want to call the show, if they don't want to call in live and listen to it live, well, that's fine. They can at least, you know, click on the link and, you know.
Yeah, we do have lots of link listeners.
Yeah, we do. According to our stats, we have lots of link listeners on a daily basis. Okay, I think our highest has been so far 60 at one time. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
You got all these cats
out
here. You know, they got two listeners, three listeners, and they're trying too hard to get themselves famous. But when you got a ministry like yours and trying to do it for the Lord and do it for the kingdom and try to reach out and touch a soul, then you're actually going to have that flock come on to you and your stats are going to go up, because you're not doing it for you, you're doing it for God.
That's right. That's right. Okay? Okay, everything that we do here at God's Rainbow Ministry is for God. Okay? And His kingdom. Okay? And His kingdom is His people. Okay, and if I can, like I said, bring a new person to the Lord, okay, for them listening to the radio, amen, amen. You know, I mean, that's there ain't no better feeling knowing that you brought somebody to the Lord, okay, and they now are walking with Him, amen.
Amen. Like, I'm sure that's my goal. If I can spend my entire life just to impact one person and they find Christ, then, you know, my life was worth living. I had something close Like, I had this friend down in Tennessee. She was a pagan. Now, I don't really know all about paganism and whatnot, but it's all demonic stuff. But nevertheless, you know, she was doing that, practicing witchcraft, and I kept tagging her in all my music and whatnot, other people's music, and pretty much a bunch of Christian content. And she supported my stuff just because we were friends. But do you believe she contacted me last year after not speaking to me because I kept bombarding her with Christian content? I probably should have went about that a little bit different. But long story short, she contacted me again. We reconciled. She is now an ordained minister.
Wow.
She found Christ.
There you go.
She said I had a small impact on her, and I was a small part of it, but it wasn't, you know, fully from what I did. But nevertheless, just being a small part, man, I feel blessed.
Amen, yeah. I mean, it's a blessing when you can bring somebody to the Lord. You know you're doing something right, okay? You know, it's all about okay, love for people, love your brother and sister, okay? If you can't show love, okay, then there's something wrong, you know. So that brings me to the devotional I wanna speak on tonight. So sit back and listen to this devotional, and we can discuss it afterwards. And you can tell me what you think. And I'm gonna do an altar call after the devotional. Okay. The devotional is titled "Loving Strangers." Okay. All right. So loving others is one of the most important and difficult commands that Jesus gave us. You see, we are messy, broken, needy, and sinful people. We constantly deal with our own wounds and those of others. Because there is no perfect person, the foundation for loving others must be based outside of merit or worth of others. So the foundation for love must come from God, who is love. And as believers, we must constantly tap into the love and the grace of our Heavenly Father so that we can love others selfishly and powerfully. So maybe you receive the love of your Father and be empowered to love others this week as we look to grow in our obedience of Jesus' command to love people. You see, in Matthew chapter 25, verses 34 through 40, gives insight into God's passionate love for the lost, broken, and alienated. And Scripture says, "The King will say to those on his right, 'Come, you are blessed by my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me.' Then the righteous will answer him, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you as a stranger or welcome you or naked or clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I say unto you, as you did it to the one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me.'" So the world around you is a living every day apart from the saving and freeing knowledge of God's love for them. They try to find hope in the created rather than the creator. Okay, and discover the world contains nothing to help. Your relationship with Jesus is the sole source of hope for the earth. And God longs to use to love the strangers around us so that we might enter into a relationship with our Lord, who longs to sustain them, provide for them, help them, and offer them eternal hope. See, I'm not by nature an outgoing person. The concept of talking to complete strangers scares me to death sometimes. Apart from God, my natural propensity is to go from place to place without interacting. But that's not life my Heavenly Father is calling me to do. See, we are not called to keep this free gift of salvation for ourselves, but to share with all those God is beckoning to himself. See, God longs to fill each of us with the courage to love the unloved. He longs to fill us with the passion to see the world around us awaken the goodness of Jesus every time we set foot outside of our homes We are entering into a mission field filled with countless people who need what we have to give. Galatians chapter 5:14 says, "For the whole law is fulfilled in one word: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You were created to receive the love of your Father and go out to share that love with a lost and dying world. God is calling you to a lifestyle of sacrifice, courage, adventure, and passionate pursuit of lost sheep who desperately need a shepherd. So allow God to strengthen you and fill you with the courage to love strangers today as you enter into a time of guided prayer. So first, meditate on God's command to love your neighbor as yourself. Allow God to fill you with the desire to reach the unreached today as you reflect on his word. Galatians 5:14, for the whole law is fulfilled in one word: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Then the king will say," okay, well, I'm not going to read that all over again, but let's go with the second part. What fear holds you back from loving others? What thought, perspective, or past experience does God need to address and speak truth and love to you in order for you to effectively love others? Allow him to come and meet you with you in the deepest place of your heart. Now, thirdly, ask God to fill you with the courage to engage with others today. Ask him to fill you with his love for those around you whom you never met. Find your source of security in his own opinion alone. Luke chapter 10, verse 2 says, "The harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few. So therefore pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. May we be laborers who diligently for our Lord today. May we love others with the depth of love we have been shown in Christ." And I highly suggest that if you get a chance, okay, read Luke chapter 15. It'll bring this devotional into light. Amen. So now this brings us to the most important question of all, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not know him, that's okay, because in a moment, I'm going to give you a chance to get to know him. Okay? Are you tired of walking around aimlessly in life, not knowing where to go, which way is up, okay, which way is down? Okay, you're lost and you know you need to be found, okay, but you don't know, okay, what's going to happen from day to day. Okay, maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety, or maybe you suffer from something worse, as alcoholism or drug addiction, okay, or sexual immorality, okay, or gambling, or overeating. You see, God, the Lord Jesus can take that away. But guess what, folks? If he does not know you, he can't do nothing for you. So I ask you, do you want the Lord Jesus to take control of your life and guide you, okay, and put joy and happiness and love in your life? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, "Lord Jesus, for too long, I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the gift, that precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen."
Amen.
Well, if you just said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you to the family of the Lord. And we want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. But you see, you can't just stop at just that prayer. You got to do a little bit more. I mean, you can listen to us as this church, as your church platform, or you can find a church that you can go to and worship with others. Okay? You need to read the Bible on a daily basis. Okay? You need to try to remember, okay, what you read. Okay? So that way you can fight off the temptation and fight off the devil. Okay, with Scripture, because the Scripture is the sword. Okay? So if you know Scripture, you can fight off temptation, you can fight off the devil with it. Okay? And you need to pray for, not just for yourself, but for others. Okay? If you walk this narrow road, okay, you will find yourself in the kingdom of heaven. Okay? When your time comes. Amen.
Amen.
So, doctors, what did you think of the devotional?
Say that again, it kind of broke up a little bit.
I said, what did you think of the devotional?
Well, I think loving my neighbor as my friend, or as myself, putting other people before me, that's something that I extremely had a bad issue with. When I first became a Christian, I wasn't with it, man. It was like, you know, what's mine is mine, and, you know, I want to share, but I got to make sure me. That's definitely
right.
Not the way to go. So it's definitely not the way to go. And, you know, you would see somebody on the street, 30, yeah, 50 cents, I'm just trying to get something to eat. That could be dead serious. You know, good and well that you can give that man 50 cents, but you just want to be greedy and keep it to yourself. Now, us as Christians, we don't have to worry about that. If you need a dollar, I give you a dollar because I know when I need a dollar, the Lord's going to provide for it.
Yeah.
So I feel like that is something that a lot of people always have a struggle with. Mainly because of your selfish desire. We only worried about me. That's something even I'm still working on. I've definitely came a lot farther. But I have been really, really working on myself as a better Christian, putting other people before myself. I can't publicly put out all the details, so I'll tell you after the show, but I can say this. I'm currently in a position of helping somebody else out with something very dire. And I'm not even, you know, trying to get paid. I'm not trying to do this and make sure I get stuff out of it. I'm doing it because I want to put someone else before me. I'm helping him out in the name of the Lord. Because I know no matter where it goes, Jesus Christ will take care of me.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Okay. When we bless others, we get blessed. Okay. Sometimes even more than we expected, you know? So, you know, if we show kindness and love and forgiveness to others, okay, that it will be shown unto us.
I feel like
Amen.
If you have, like, a big issue with, you know, putting other people before yourself, then take the scenario I just gave you and do that. No matter where you go, bring 50 cents with you just so you have it. And if somebody actually needs it, just give them 50 cents. I mean, it's just 50 cents. But you do it in the name of God. You do it in the name of God. You do it joyfully because you know the Lord will do that. Next thing you know, you could be walking down the street and find a $10 bill.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying do it for the blessings. I'm just saying for the folks that's listening, if you currently struggle with that, always keep everything in prayer. Pray about it. But, you know, just do that. It's only 50 cents, you know. That could be a huge blessing to somebody.
I mean, it's like I do that all the time. If somebody asks me, hey, you got 50 cents? You got 65 cents? I needed to get this. I needed to get that. I usually give them a dollar, okay? You know,
yeah.
I don't have change. I just have a dollar. So I'll just give them a dollar. I say, you use that, okay? You know, and I've been blessed. You know, sometimes I leave the store, I walk by the air compressor. What do you think? I find. I find a $20 bill. Okay.
Cool.
$10 bill.
And you know what? All those people walking by and passing by just happen to overlook it because God has blinded their eyes to it because it was meant for you.
Yeah. You know, and it's amazing. So, okay, I mean, I've had it where I didn't have a dime in my pocket. And I was walking, I'd be walking, you know, down the sidewalk, and all of a sudden, okay, a $5 bill will blow my way. I'll be like, what? You know, okay, and you know it's God. You know it's God, okay? Because, he knows your situation.
But I'll give you like a different one, though. If you folks out there are having this problem and you're still struggling with it and you're not ready to take it to a financial part, do something small and simple. Like if you're at the grocery store and you're in line and you got like a full cart of groceries, but somebody comes behind you and they only have four things, you know, just let them go first. You know, they're going to just,
yeah,
you know, check out with four things and be out in a snap. Do that. You know, be kind to others. People say that, you know, kindness is contagious. Well, let it be, because you help them out. Now they're going to end up blessing somebody else. Somebody else is going to bless somebody else, and it just keeps on going.
Yeah, the blessings keep on pouring. Amen. Well, I'm going to go back to some of your music. This show is about you tonight.
Do you have and I'm going to skip on here. Do you have We Made It?
We Made It?
Yeah.
Yes, I have that song.
That song is something that I was going to make a part two of it this year, but everything just happened late, and it's like almost April. But
do you want me to play that song tonight?
Awesome, because I have a message with it as well.
You want me to play that song next?
Yeah, if you don't mind. I mean, I have a message with that song afterwards for people, if you don't mind, Pastor.
Okay, I'm going to play that right now. Doctrines of We Made It. Here we go.
Talk about being blessed, aware of the blessing. I'm not talking about the new whip that we're flexing. We stay with the stress and like we're under inspection. This time we thank God for the life that he breathed. A slave to this world, chains broke, I'm free. Final note coming with my heart on the sleeve. I'm looking to the new year, amen, and Godspeed.
Out of the hospital, the Lord healed my heart. Along the way, I lost some friends, and then I made some fans. Always had a trust in God. The Lord had a plan, so I walked by faith, not by sight and endurance. Trusting in the words of God, not the world's ignorance. Cause if ignorance is bliss, intelligence is horrid. I refuse to take the life of a man in his torment. So Jigamori Kagosipa, I just wanted to come and tell you more about God, cause he was there the whole time. He's there through it all. So Jibe Kajima was about to enter your heart.
On a new role for the 201A, I see the higher goals by faith, so I pray. I thank God that we made it through last year and we're safe, cause anything can happen in a day. That's why I say, Lord, we finally made it.
Yes, we finally made it.
Slave to a record deal. He told me see the bigger picture, but it wasn't clear. How am I gonna feed the fam when I'm hungry still? But I gotta reach the top cause the bottom feel. With a bunch of crap, that's what got my little partner killed. Was it hate or was it envy? Was it to be real? I thought we both would come out of that mental cotton field. Lord, you gave me a decision, had to weigh it out. I ain't worried about that number on my bank account. Lord, I can't go back in the system and I'm breaking out. If anything, not of you, Lord, take it out. If anything got confused, let me straighten out. I am a sinner who's forgiven by the grace of y'all. I put my heart up in my heart like I'm a pain or not. I reach down and pull up another cause I made it out.
Lying on me, trying to break your brother down. You just clowning, ruining my reputation. I ain't drowning. Got a better spot to be than stand around in. Then you try to steal my joy while I'm pouting. So you're gonna be stopping by every now and then. Don't need another enemy around calling me friend. It's the easiest decision I ever had to make. Drop you off on the bridge for heaven's sake. Don't need the drama you bringing, that mess is half baked. You've been heavy off in my ears since 2008. But the pressure's gone, we burning it up. The bridge you're waiting's on the nub you're drawing back from me. Cutting you off, and this year's gonna be good for me. No more devil whispering, I'm getting rid of you, G.
Yes, we finally made it. The Lord pulled me through each time and saved me. I owe you my life, so I give my life to you, Lord. I didn't think I could take it or if I would make it, but you gave me strength, Lord. But now I know that we finally made it.
My blessing, 2018 for Christ, no exception. My two kids and wife, now that's a blessing. Trials bring a lesson, now I got good perception. New level, higher places, and he's sticking with the hearing. Jesus bought my life, no sale, no clearance. He made his appearance, put his claim in. My salvation's in the blessing, and together, amen.
Knew what last year had in store, but 2018 is gonna be different. Much blessings, dream big, live, and don't be afraid. Feliz Año Nuevo.
Can you hear me now?
I decided to do music. 2014, I dropped my first album, It's Only the Beginning. Then 2015, I dropped a couple singles, my last album, Eclipse. And when we made it to 2017, that's when people like you, me, Kim, Renee, and everybody else, we were really pumped up and we were really pushing our own ministries and whatnot.
Right.
And I was thinking in 2018, like, I knew this dude from, there's a rap duo called Year of the Ox. You listened to some of their music before. And
yeah, I remember that.
One of the gentlemen in the group made a song for, 2016, I think, simply just saying, you know, he's glad that he made it that far and he's trying to do better and whatnot. So I swagger jacked that idea off of him. but I made it a mass collaboration. So 2018, we dropped it because I felt like 2017 was a time to experiment and figure out exactly which direction we want to go, continually pray and figure out what God wants us to do, because I've seen everybody in 28, in the beginning of 2018, I've seen them flourish. I've seen people pushing everything, really taking it to the next level. And so I really feel like they heard from God and pushed it. And they're doing everything just like yourself. You know, they're doing everything and being very successful at it. But they never forgot God and what they were doing.
Right.
So I had the instrumental. Now, you remember back when we were doing Gospel Waves on the URN network?
Yeah.
Well, I ended up buying several instrumentals so I can get some of the artists to come on and we can make a soundtrack for them. But, you know, trying to get artists who are still, what's the word, wishy-washy about it, lack of a better term.
Okay.
Trying to get them to get it accomplished. It didn't really work, so I was trying to figure out which way God wanted me to go, but I started feeling it. So I reached out to Brandon Shane, Taiji, Unveiled, and P-Lap. You know, shout out
right.
P-Lap. And I told them, you know, I want to make a collaboration to say that, you know, we made it only because God has allowed us to make it. He gave us the dream. He gave us the vision. And now we're following that dream and vision in our callings in our life because that's what God had for our life. And we're doing it. And we are so farther in our ministry than we actually think. If we sit back and look at what we're doing, we're reaching a whole lot more people that we don't even know.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to make a song that, you know, gave God the praise and expressed that we only made it this far because of him. And for me personal, without getting long-winded about it, last year I had two strokes. I've had esophagitis, tendonitis, a whole bunch of itises. And I've got, like, a lot of conditions going on right now. I thought I was good for dead several times. But, obviously, the Lord kept me going, and he pushed me forward. He healed me. He's working with me. He's changing me to be the better person, not only just physically, but mentally, emotionally. So, you know, the only reason I'm still alive today is because Christ kept me alive. His loving heart kept beating and gave my heart a beat. And that's why,
if we believe in the Lord, okay, there ain't nothing he can't do. He can heal us. Okay, he can heal us spiritually. He can heal us physically. He can heal. I got sick too. You know, with diabetes and pancreatitis, and now I got COPD and.
We've been praying
but,
for
you.
But,
you know, I believe God, okay, gave me this for a reason, okay? Okay, he gave it to me, and he's going to take it away, okay? You know?
Man, because it's like it's something that you can't overcome by yourself. And so that gives you a testimony. If you had something that was about to kill you, and the Lord just pushed it out the way, and he didn't allow you to die. He healed you with his miraculous love.
Yes.
I said that a little poetically, but it's fine.
Amen. Amen. It's fine with me. We're going to do the Bible reading, okay? And I'm going to get Tony up to come over here and do the Bible reading. So sit back and listen to the Bible reading. It's going to be from Exodus chapter 9, okay? So check this out.
Okay.
There you go, Tony. Well, while we switch places tonight, let me remember where we were at last night. Let's see. When we left off, I think Moses was terrorizing Pharaoh with frogs, bloody water, and such. So let's see where Moses takes us this evening. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go in to Pharaoh and tell him, 'Thus says the Lord, God of the Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve me. For if you refuse to let them go and still hold them, behold, the hand of the Lord will be on your cattle in the field, on the horses, on the donkeys, on the camels, on the oxen,
and on the sheep a very severe pestilence. The Lord will make a difference between the livestock of Israel and the livestock of Egypt. So nothing shall die of all that belongs to the children of Israel. Then the Lord appointed a set time, saying, tomorrow the Lord will do this thing in the land. And I just lost my place. No, I lost my place. Sorry. Just give me one more minute, folks. I'm sorry. So the Lord did this thing on the next day, and all the livestock of Egypt died. But of the livestock of the children of Israel, not one. Then Pharaoh sent it indeed. Not even one of the livestock of the Israelites was dead. But the heart of Pharaoh became hard, and he did not let the people go. So the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, take for yourself handfuls of ashes from a furnace, and let Moses scatter it toward the heavens in the sight of Pharaoh, and it will become fine dust in all the land of Egypt, and it will cause boils that break out in sores on man and beast throughout all the land of Egypt. Then they took ashes from the furnace and stood before Pharaoh, and Moses scattered them toward heaven, and they caused boils that break out in sores on man and beast. And the magicians could not stand before Moses because of the boils, for the boils were on the magicians and on all the Egyptians. But the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he did not heed them, just as the Lord had spoken to Moses. Then the Lord said to Moses, rise early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh and say to him, thus says the Lord God of the Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve me. For at this time I will send all my plagues to your very heart, and on your servants and on your people, that you may know that there is none like me in all the earth. Now, if I had stretched out my hand and struck you and your people with pestilence, then you would have been cut off from the earth. But indeed, for this purpose I have raised you up, that I may show you my power in you, and that my name may be declared in all the earth. That you exalt yourself against the people, and that you will not let them go. Behold, tomorrow about this time I will cause very heavy hail to rain down, never been seen in Egypt since its founding until now. Therefore, send now and gather your livestock and all that you have in the field, for the hail shall come down on every man and every animal which is found in that field, and it is not brought home, and they shall die. He who heard the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his livestock flee to the houses. But he who did not regard the word of the Lord left his servants and livestock in field. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand toward heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, on man, on beast, on every herb of the field, throughout the lands of Egypt. And Moses stretched out his rod toward heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail and water darting to the ground. And the Lord rained hail on the land of Egypt. So there was hail, and fire mingled with that hail, so very heavy that there was none like it in all the land of Egypt, since it had become a nation. And the hail struck throughout the whole lands of Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast. And the hail struck every herb of the field and broke every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, there was no hail. And when Pharaoh saw the rain, the hail, and the thunder had ceased, he sinned yet more, and he hardened his heart, he and his servants. So the heart of Pharaoh was hard, neither would he let the children of Israel go as the Lord had spoken by Moses. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the land of Egypt, for the locusts, that they may come upon the land of Egypt and eat every herb of the land, all that hail has left. So Moses stretched out his rod over the lands of Egypt, and the Lord brought an east wind on the land all that day and all that night. When it was morning, the east wind brought the locusts, and the locusts went up over and all the land of Egypt and rested on all the territories of Egypt. They were very severe. Previously there had been no such locusts as they, nor shall there ever be such after them. For they covered the face of the whole earth, so that the land was darkened, And they ate every herb of the land and all the fruit of the trees which the hail had left. So there were nothing green on the trees or on the plants of the fields throughout all of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron in haste and said, I have sinned against the Lord your God and against you. Now therefore, please forgive my sin, only this once, and entreat the Lord your God that he may take away from me this debt only. So he went out from Pharaoh and entreated the Lord, and the Lord turned a very strong west wind, which took the locusts away and blew them into the Red Sea. There remained not one locust in all the territory of Egypt. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he did not let the children of Israel go. So the Lord says to Moses, stretch out your hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the lands of Egypt, darkness which may be felt. So Moses stretched out his hand toward heaven, and there was thick darkness in all the land of Egypt for 3 days. They did not see one another, nor did anyone rise from his place for 3 days. But all of the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Then Pharaoh called to Moses and said, go, serve the Lord. Only let your flocks and your herds be kept back. Let your little ones also go with you. But Moses said, you must also give us sacrifices and burnt offerings, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. Our livestock also shall go with us. Not a hoof shall be left behind, for we must take some of them to serve the Lord our God. And even we do not know what we must serve the Lord until we arrive there. But the Lord hardened his heart, and he would not let them go. So I won't be here tomorrow night, but Tuesday night, when we have come back, I will move on and we'll see where Moses goes from here. Let me leave you these words of worship before Psalms 18:39-41. For you have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued under me those who revolted against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies so that I destroyed those who hated me. They cried out, there was no one to save, not even to the Lord, but he did not answer them. Words of wisdom, Proverbs 6:16-19. These six things the Lord, yes, seven are abomination to him, a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among their brethren. I want to thank you all for letting me be here with you tonight. Like I said, we do this Bible reading nightly so that you can come to know his word, share it, learn it, spread it.
Amen. 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 It was so good there, Tony. It was a very passionate reading. Okay, I could actually see everything happening, okay, when you read it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, Mr. Tony.
Thank you.
Well, so we're going to play another Dockman song here. Okay, this is so long. He put this out last year, right? Dockman.
Yes. It started fading out again.
So
I was trying to interpret what you said.
I said you put out so long last year, right?
Yes, I dropped it on my birthday last year, April 4th.
Okay. All righty. Well, we're going to play that now, okay? And then you can tell us what made you think about doing this.
But it's going to be so long, so long, so long. But it's going to be so long, so long, so long. But it's going to be.
You'll turn back, I will turn back. I'm going to get my life on track.
But it's going to be
so long, so long, so long.
I wake up in the morning, Jesus Christ is so beautiful.
Yeah.
He told me I had purpose, so I took it as my cue to go.
The lying had to stop, the cheating had to stop. Had to get my life in order, so the drinking had to stop. The road to recovery is a long one.
Yeah.
And I can relate because I'm on one.
Damn.
Don't hesitate to put your life back on track, because it won't be worth it in the long run.
Whoa.
walking on a path while living a double life, where part of you has a Christ, the other half wants to die. Somewhere in the middle, the drink is probably why. Sitting up late at night, locked away inside your crying. So get on the road to recovery. When I did, I made discoveries, like how Jesus is really loving me. Don't hesitate, because the road to recovery can be so, so long.
What it's gonna be?
I'm out of my shell,
out of my shell.
Broken porcelain mask,
no more masquerade.
Had to stay true to myself and let Jesus emancipate me.
I never felt so good as when I'm drinking from your well,
from your well. Contemplating death, kept thinking about the outcome. Take a shot, can I make it through life without one? Couldn't live with myself, couldn't live without hell. I felt alone, these ashes were all I had left. So get on the road to recovery. When I did, I made a choice in me. I'm not ashamed of who I used to be. I'm not the puppet the world wants me to be, cause they're so, so wrong.
What it's gonna be?
I'm not where I used to be.
And you and me,
we fit together so beautifully.
As you can see,
I'm nothing without you.
There's something about you.
I love being around you. You're my strength and my courage to make a change, to better myself and throw all the bottles away, to reshape my life and wrap it around your name, and disregard all the shame, cause there's so much grace to gain. You became the path of recovery from my wrong, my self-causing destruction. You broke it until it's gone.
Your loving is the strength and I'm a song.
So this is what it's like to have such a loving God.
So this is the road to recovery, and it started with you loving me.
I love your heart that covers me.
I close my eyes and let everybody see that you're my
me,
God for life.
Me,
what it's gonna be? What it's gonna be?
So long, so long.
What it's
so
gonna
long.
Be? You'll turn back. I'm
gonna turn back.
I'm gonna get my life on track.
We're gonna make a change tonight.
Wake up in the morning, Jesus Christ is so beautiful.
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 Amen. All right. Okay.
No,
so, what made you write that?
Well, I was even thinking about how I wrote it just the other day, two or three days ago. I literally went on YouTube and just watched my first song all the way to that one and just, you know, see how I developed and just looking how the Lord gave it to me. That particular song, man, So, So Long is like, I guess, up to date to me personally is my magnum opus. And really, I wanted to make a song that would express that Jesus is your love. You're always going to have a problem going on in the world. Well, that's the world's problem. We ain't got problems. We got Christ. So when I first started off, the first thing that came to mind is I wake up in the morning, Jesus Christ is so beautiful. Then going back to, you know, nobody wants to live on a corner of happiness and hell. You know, we all have the decision to make. God's calling us, but we got to make that decision to go to him. You know,
right.
We have folks with addictions. We have folks with physical ailments that keep them either bedridden or in the hospital, whatever the case may be. And I wanted them to get something to let people know that they're not alone. And just looking at it, because, just letting everybody know, I'll broadcast it now. I'm a recovering alcoholic. I've been sober for a long time, though. You know what I mean? So just even looking at it from that particular standpoint, the road that you're on, it's going to feel like it's just so, so long, like it's taking forever to accomplish the goal, whether it be of sobriety or being clean or overcoming physical ailments, whatever the case may be. But recognizing Christ in that situation, that it's going to feel like it's so long, it's just taking forever. But Christ is walking with us on that road and guiding us. Does that make sense?
Amen. Amen.
So I really wanted people to interpret it, but that's another song, like kind of like Baby Steps, that
yeah.
is open to interpretation, so it's not just specifically pointing out one particular problem. So I wanted people to be able to relate to it from whatever they're going through at that time.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I kind of got that sense, okay, about the song that is about talking about recovery, okay? That
yeah, the road
it's
to recovery.
It's a long road, okay? But if you stay mm-hmm. on it, okay, the outcome, okay, will prevail, okay? You will reach your goal, you know?
But you do have to change yourself for the better. That's
yeah,
why
you do.
As
yeah.
I said, the lying had to stop. The cheating had to stop. I had to get my life in order, so the drinking had to stop. You know, just throwing
yeah.
stuff out there that everybody does. Not everybody might not have a drinking problem, but everybody has problems like that that we have to just cut out of our lives.
Right.
And I figured that's something that you and I can relate to because, you know, we've been through a lot, man. And so if I make part two to that, we're definitely going to make it for this station.
amen. Amen. What's going on here? I'm going to give a prophetic word out to everyone out there that need to hear this word. And you know who you are. Okay? So, Father says today, take no prisoner determination. The good fight of faith is good because you win. The end of the good fight of faith is with your foot in your enemy's neck, taking the spoil from his teeth and rejoicing in testimony. You are a champion. You may not feel that way or look that way in the mirror, but know because I am in you, the greater one is within you that makes you more than a conqueror. So this a make or break year. Never back down. The only surrender necessary is to surrender to the will in your life. This is the year your dreams take root or die in the ground. What are you saving it for? A rainy day, look outside. The rain of my kingdom and my spirit is falling. This is your time. It's all or nothing. This is your time now. Amen. Well, okay, yeah, like I said, that's pretty prophetic, and like I said, you only know who you are that needs that word. I don't know who you are, but I get a word, a prophetic word, and I deliver it. Okay, that's what we're supposed to do.
Amen.
Amen. We are getting down to the closing minutes in our program, okay? Because plus my phone's about ready to die. I don't know what's going on with it, why it's acting up like it is, but it's about ready to die. And if it dies, well then the program ends, okay? Automatically. So let's not let it die before we can. We can get it closed out, okay? And we're going to play a doctrine song to take us out, okay? But before we do that, I'm going to get Tony to come over here and give us the closing prayer.
Well, everybody, the night is over and we're coming to an end. May you all be blessed. May you find peace in slumber. May you know that his embrace covers you like a blanket, that you are loved and you are cared for. Because here at God's Rainbow Ministries, we don't care who you are, what you are, who you love, or who loves you. We just want you to know we love you. So take it, share it, and learn it.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All righty. Well, we're going to take us out, okay, tonight. With a song by Doctrine, It's called I Believe. Okay? I like this song. So here we go.
It's late. Try and get some sleep.
I can't sleep with these demons on my mind. They giving me false dreams on how I feel all the time. I know it's not a lie, Jesus is saving my soul, but only through faith in Christ can I ever attain my goal. I take a hold of the salvation, the ocean of mercy. Put the belief in God, then he rebirth me. He'll never hurt me with the gospel ministry of Jesus. But like the Virgin Mary, I'm believing while conceiving. I'll never leave him. I don't believe in replacing the pain. I don't believe replacing Christ with... Nah, I don't believe in the ministry of serving, cause I'm a servant of the Most High God, and it's permanent. Learning to believe in God in my daily life. Only reason that I'm still alive, through the stripes of my life, so I die, re-arise like the Christ, born twice. It's so nice in the light of Christ.
Give me a life with no limits, erase the hate and all the gimmicks. Peace to the blind, die in line with my spirit. As long as you can hear it, then let it be known. Much more to the throne than living flesh in these bones. True son of the zone, that's how he sees me. I'm on the front line at times, that's where he needs me. I'm cool with laying hands if that's where he leads me. I'm proud to be a near, I know the power of this prayer.
Land insomnia is in the end. I don't need the rest, you see God is on my mind. And there's nothing that can stop me, yeah. This is what I say to the calling, believe in all of it. He's my father and I'm following like it's Instagram. His post only come through with vision. And that when I'm resting, I can see the blessings and I'm loving every second life. God, when will I see this in my lifetime? I know you got it and have a plan for the...